Today's scripture can be found in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. However, you are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
O blessed Father, I thank you for working out your image in me by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. Fill me, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit and revive me with that fire. Bring all of your children together to ask for this and to seek your face. You are the Almighty God who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Glory to you and blessed be your holy name. Amen.
Today, think about it. What image of Christ do you have? Do you have the image of him telling the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more? Do you have the image of him on the cross looking at the penitent thief and telling him, today you'll be in paradise with me? What image of Christ do you have? Because, think about it, today, think about it, we wear the image of Jesus for the whole world to see. What helps us to do that is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Are you wearing the image of Christ? Do you even have the right image of Christ in your mind?
Today's action. If you want to live like Jesus, you too have to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 2. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we haven't even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
Remember, my friend, there's only two images you can show to the world. Old Slewfoot, and that's the one he wants you to show, or Jesus. Who are you showing today? You should be like this old pastor. I can't count how many times people will say to me in a store or somewhere else, man, you're always in a good mood. You know what? That opens up the door for me to tell them why I'm in a good mood. Because of Jesus and what he's done for me. Try it. You'll like it.